from passionate professional employee owners. It's currently 50 degrees in Richland Center at 8 o'clock.
This is a special report from ABC News. Baltimore Bridge collapse. I'm Sherry Preston. A large cargo ship losing power and crashing into the Key Bridge, a major span at the entrance to Baltimore Harbor. Fire Chief James Wallace.
As units were responding, they began to receive numerous calls indicating multiple people in the water.
Two people were pulled out of the water. One was not seriously hurt, the other in very serious condition. It's believed as many as 20 could have been thrown into the water. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze is on the scene.
The weather here has been a challenge. Temperatures are frigid, and we heard police say that this is a massive area that they are searching. The tide is coming in. That will pose an additional challenge. They are searching below the water, on the surface. Sonar activity, they say, has detected the presence of some vehicles underwater. And I did just speak with a neighbor here who said that she heard the bridge collapse around 1:30 a.m. She told me it sounded like a plane was landing in her backyard.
The governor declaring a state of emergency. This is ABC News. Two members of the state parole board in Illinois are now stepping down after a deadly domestic violence case. Earlier this month, Crossetti Brand allegedly stabbed an 11-year-old boy to death hours after he was released from prison. Chicago Alderman Andre Vasquez.
My understanding is that the board itself is going to go through some more like domestic violence survivor training to get a better understanding of cases like this and really think through how best to address them.
The promise from Los Angeles Dodgers superstar Shohei Ohtani.
I do want to make it clear that I never bet on sports or have willfully sent money to the bookmaker.
That, the voice of his new translator after Ohtani's former translator found himself in the middle of a gambling scandal. Ohtani saying millions of dollars have been stolen from him. Still no winner for the Powerball jackpot after last night's drawing. The next one will likely be worth about $865 million. Tonight's Mega Millions jackpot weighing in at $1.1 billion. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Driftless Area Group is your local land surveying firm. Equipped with the latest and greatest technology, we guarantee to get the job done right and in a timely manner. As local professionals, we are trusted by the community and do our best to build relationships with every client we work with. If you're looking for a local land surveyor, give Driftless Area a call today at 608-647-9050 or check out our website at driftlessareallc.com.
When it comes to choosing a propane company, there's no settling for second best. Feral Gas is the propane provider that can give you the quality service you deserve. Whether you're using propane for your home, business, or farm, they're the dependable propane company that's been powering communities across the nation for nearly 80 years. With 24/7 emergency service, flexible billing and delivery options, and a customer referral program that pays you back, it's no wonder why Feral Gas Richland leads the pack. Call 647-2164 today and experience the Feral Gas Advantage.
Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture are now offering warranty on your furniture. If you have kids, pets, spills, stains, or damage, no problem. UltraCare will help protect your new furniture investment. We have multiple levels that can cover a single item or a full room of furniture. If you have food or drink stains, massage units and components, tear or rip, and more, don't worry, it's covered. Protect your investment. Stop in for more details at Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
Does your yard need a green makeover? At B&B Tree Services, they've got your trees covered. From tree pruning to removal, health assessments, and emergency services, they're your local tree specialists. Their expert team is dedicated to top-notch customer service. Need that stubborn stump gone? They do that too. At B&B Tree Services, for all your tree needs. Call them today at 608-738-9399 and let your trees thrive.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy 5-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy 3-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher with your weather update on WRCO. Well, since yesterday morning, we've picked up generally a few tenths of an inch of rainfall across the area, with more on the way today thanks to a low-pressure system in Iowa tracking north. That'll move right up through northwest Wisconsin through this evening. Could bring us again a couple tenths of an inch of more rainfall today. Then some colder air will surge in later this afternoon with gusty west winds, gradually changing the rain over to some light snow showers. We'll probably just have a dusting or half inch in most around here. The snow will be much heavier in parts of southern and eastern Minnesota, where several inches could fall, even into northwest Wisconsin. That'll move away. We'll be dry and chilly then the next couple of days. Things will moderate some as we head toward the very end of the week, and there could be a weather system coming through the region Friday night into early Saturday with a bit of rain. Another system could impact us on Monday. So today, look for some occasional rain turning to snow showers by mid-afternoon as temperatures fall. High of 53 in the morning, and then falling into the mid-30s this afternoon. South wind becoming west at 10 to 18. Tonight, snow showers possible in the evening, breezy and much colder. Low at 19 degrees, west wind about 15. Tomorrow, patchy sun developing, but breezy and chilly. High close to 37, with a west wind near 12 to 22. Wednesday night, mostly clear and brisk, low of 18. Thursday, mostly sunny, turning just a touch warmer, high at 43. On Friday, partly sunny, low 23, high 52. There is a 50% chance of light rain by late Friday evening. Saturday, light rain possible early in the morning with partial clearing later in the day. Fairly seasonal temperatures, low at 34, high 52. Sunday, mixed skies, low 29, high of 53. A chance of light rain late Sunday night with a higher chance of rain Monday, highs in the upper 40s. Have a good morning out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is very proud of its tradition, but the bank has a sharp focus on the future. The Hometown Savers Club helps young people learn about the importance of saving money. Youth ages 13 to 18 are eligible to open a Hometown Savers Club account. Richland County Bank encourages young people to make regular deposits regardless of size. Each time a $10 deposit is made to a Hometown Savers Club account, you'll receive a bonus card stamp. Once you have filled your bonus card with $100 in deposits, you may choose a gift certificate from one of the participating merchants as a thanks for being wise and saving money. Richland County Bank knows learning to save money now will make it much easier later. And each year, an area high school senior who is a Hometown Savers Club member will be selected to receive a $500 scholarship. Learn more about the Hometown Savers Club at Richland County Bank in Richland Center. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Well, it is a partly cloudy 51 degrees, and that is coming up from our morning low today, which is 50. So actually not really coming up, but expecting to see temperatures at least stay up here for the time being. Yesterday, we had 0.06 of an inch of rainfall. So, and as for a record high for this day, that was set at 80 degrees in 2007, a record low 6 below in 1888. Last year on this day, our high 45, our low 24. Look for sunset today at 7:21, sunrise tomorrow at 6:53. 0.32 of an inch of rain fell from midnight till now. The barometer is at 29.27 as it rises, and east winds are at 3. Again, it's 51 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports sponsored by Napa Auto of Richland Center in Boscobel. Local people serving you with the good stuff, and by the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Hey Bert, did you know it's your choice as a property owner to choose your title insurance company?
No, Holly, I didn't know that. How does that work?
As a property owner, you pay for any title insurance in a refinance or sale transaction on your property. So if refinancing or selling your home, please tell your lender or realtor to contact Southwest Title LLC at 608-647-8841 or stop in at 168 North Main Street for competitive rates on all your title needs. We look forward to serving you.
Good morning for WRCO Sports. I'm Bo Henriksen for Phil Nee. In Major Bowling League scores locally yesterday in Team High Series, Quail Run Golf Links came away on top with a 36-55 score. After that, it was Meister Cheese with a 35-48, and New York Life had a 34-97. For a Team High game, that went to Meister Cheese with a Team High game of 13-21. It was Quail Run Golf Links in second with a 12-77, and New York Life had a 12-45. For Bowler High Series, that went to Terry Wheaton, 132 pins over average with a series high of 738. Lucas Lindvig had a 693, good for second. And in third, 111 pins over average, Cole Cook with a 690 high series. For Bowler High Game, it went to Lucas Lindvig with a 298. Terry Wheaton had a 269 and Ray Lindvig a 267. Ray Lindvig also bowled a 657 series, 99 pins over average. For the local sports schedule today, depending, of course, on conditions, for baseball, it is Lakeside Lutheran at River Valley, while North Crawford is at Riverdale for baseball. Hillsboro is at Kickapoo for baseball, while in softball, it is North Crawford at Riverdale and Hillsboro at Kickapoo. Not a good way to start your season, as 2 days before the opener, the Brewers have lost their starting center fielder. Garrett Mitchell has suffered a fracture in his left hand. The 25-year-old Mitchell plans to get a second opinion from a specialist, but insiders say it looks like he will miss 1 to 2 months. He had a good spring by hitting .319 with a homer and 8 RBIs. Milwaukee beat the Rockies yesterday 10-1, and the two teams play again today. The 2024 season opens Thursday in New York against the Mets for the Brewers. Speaking of the Brewers, Pat Murphy was asked on what fans should expect from this year's team.
We're going to play hard, that's for sure. It's a super bunch of guys that I think the fans will fall in love with. And, you know, we're going to play hard and compete. Careful, because they might just believe themselves right into contention.
A sore ankle will keep LeBron James out for tonight's Lakers game in Milwaukee. The future Hall of Fame NBA player has had issues with that ankle all season, but has managed to average almost 25.5 points, 7.2 points, and just over 8 assists a game. The Lakers hope to have James as healthy as possible for the postseason. Right now, they face the possibility of needing to take part in a play-in game to make it. As for tonight's game, Bucks' Damian Lillard was asked who he thinks will cover him against or while he takes on the Lakers.
We talked about it, but I never really worry about it too much since I've been on this team, because we got so many weapons. I know that I can play the game honest in the right way, and we'll have a chance to win regardless. So.
One of those strong weapons Lillard was also referring to is Chris Middleton, and having him healthy and back in the action has been key for the Bucks. Bobby Portis was asked about having Chris Middleton back.
It's fun to have our whole team. It's been, you know, all season since we had our whole team. So it's fun to have our whole team, fun to, you know, build it these last, you know, 11, 10 games and, you know, try to trend in the right direction, man. It's that time of year now, and it's exciting.
In college basketball, women's basketball, and WNIT, the Badger women came away on top, defeating Southern Indiana in their first postseason game, 67-62, as they move forward. The Packers front office is confirming talks have already started with quarterback Jordan Love about a contract extension. It would be his second. As it stands now, Love is set to become an unrestricted free agent in 2025. General manager Brian Gutekunst calls them preliminary discussions, but it isn't like the team will let the young quarterback leave. Gutekunst appears ready to sign a long-term deal with Love. He threw for 4,159 yards and 32 touchdowns during the regular season, completing more than 64% of his passes. That put him even better statistics, or that gave him even better statistics in two playoff games. Packers GM says that he's confident in their signing of Jordan Love.
Instead of signing a player that has not been in your building and guaranteeing all that to him, certainly having 4 years with him, I think, gives us a lot of comfort in what he's all about and how, you know, his teammates look at him and the organization looks at him. I think certainly that gives me a lot more peace than in a different situation.
The Packer GM was also asked about the re-signing of A.J. Dillon.
To get AJ back, it was that was a kind of a nice surprise. But I think that, you know, the free agent running back class was very, you know, it was very strong. There's a bunch of runners, a bunch of experienced runners out there, and I certainly think that affected a lot of the things in that market. And we'll kind of see how this draft class unfolds.
It's the first time in 3 years, but the Wisconsin men's hockey team is preparing for the program's 27th all-time appearance in the NCAA tournament. The Badgers are seated second in the Providence Regional for this weekend. They're set to meet the defending national champion team on Friday afternoon at 4:30 p.m. If they win, the Badgers will then take on Boston College or Michigan Tech Sunday afternoon at 3. University of Wisconsin shooting guard A.J. Storr will be considering his options, including another visit to the transfer portal. Right now, the junior-to-be says he's still thinking about the 72-61 loss to James Madison in last week's first round of the NCAA tournament. Storr led the Badgers in scoring this season with almost 17 points a game. He shot poorly while scoring 13 points in the loss to James Madison. Gord Connor Essingen says he will transfer, and walk-ons Ross Candelino and Luke Hartle are also entering the portal. The NFL is eliminating the hip drop tackle. That's right. NFL team owners on Monday unanimously approved a rule that bans players from using a swivel technique to tackle an opponent. A violation will result in a 15-yard penalty and could ultimately result in fines for players. NFL executive Jeff Miller said the hip drop tackle was used 230 times last season and resulted in 15 players missing time with injuries. The NFL Players Association has opposed the rule. Caitlin Clark raised her arms as she walked across the court, pumped her fist, and made a heart with her hands as she bid farewell to her adoring fans who came to see her play one last time at Carver Hawkeye Arena in Iowa City. The clock had just hit zeros as number one seed Iowa's hard-earned 64-54 win over number eight West Virginia in the women's NCAA tournament, and she wanted to thank them. She said she's forever grateful for the support shown by Iowa fans. She scored 32 points in her final game at the arena. The NBA has opened an investigation into Toronto two-way player Jontay Porter amid gambling allegations. Raptors coach said he learned of the probe shortly before the team's game Monday night. ESPN first reported the investigation, which it said included Porter's performance in games on January 26th and March 20th. Porter was not with the team on Monday, and the Raptors said that was because of personal reasons. Also, in action yesterday across the different leagues, in NBA play, it was Cleveland over Charlotte 115-92, while Brooklyn defeated Toronto 96-88. It was Atlanta 120, Boston 118, New York defeated Detroit 124-99. It was San Antonio edging out Phoenix 104-102 in a high-scoring game, while Houston defeated Portland 110-92. It was Washington 107, Chicago 105. Dallas defeated Utah 115-105, while Denver scored a 128-103 win over Memphis. Sacramento took down Philadelphia 108-96, and Indiana topped the LA Clippers 133-116. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Henricks.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more. We've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Lakes Gas Company provides prompt, courteous, regular, and emergency service. Lakes Gas Company is the industry leader in propane supply and delivery. Dr. Terry Mohn supports youth of Southwest Wisconsin in extracurricular endeavors and encourages personal growth through good sportsmanship. Napa Auto and Truck Parts Richland Center in Boscobel, your local people serving you daily with Napa know-how.
The Kokona Go softball team will look to continue their historic run.
I'm Norbert Durst, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by NFHSNetwork.com. More high school sports news after this.
Do you ever wish you could be in two places at once? With homework, carpool, practice, and everything else, sometimes you just can't make it to every game. But the NFHS Network's streaming platform makes that a little easier. For just $11.99 a month, you can watch unlimited high school sports live and on demand, at home or on the go. You can watch online or on one of our mobile or connected TV apps. Visit NFHSnetwork.com and subscribe today to never miss another game.
Spring sports are in full swing across the state. Track and field started a few weeks ago. Softball and lacrosse had their first games last week. While baseball, girls soccer, boys tennis, and boys golf will have their first competitions this week. In softball, Kaukauna enters the year with an 81-game winning streak and has won the last three WIAA Division I state titles. The Galloping Ghosts will try to become the second team in softball state history to four-peat. Stevens Point completed the feat in the early 2000s. Moving to girls soccer, Muskego is the two-time defending Division I state champion. They will look to join a short list of teams that have claimed three consecutive state titles in girls soccer state history. In baseball, the Wisconsin Baseball Coaches Association's preseason rankings have DePere number one in Division I, St. Thomas More top-ranked in Division II, Aquinas in the top spot for Division III, and Oliva Strum number one in Division IV. The WSN Spring Basketball Spotlight is next month on Sunday, April 21st at Verona High School. Head to wisports.net for more information and registration for the event. This has been a wisports.net Minute. Check us out online at wisports.net.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Want to improve your sleep quality? Maybe a mattress with a built-in cooling cover is just what you need from American Bedding that is made right here in Wisconsin. Stop down to our newly remodeled showroom and see why we have quickly become Spring Green's largest mattress dealer. With over a dozen mattresses on display, our expert staff will assist you in finding the perfect mattress to give you a quality night's sleep. Located on Highway 14 next to the Ring Brothers.
Getting your biggest tax refund from Jackson Hewitt can lead to some spirited reactions.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
Jackson Hewitt is so sure they'll get you your biggest refund that if they don't, you get your money back plus $100.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
Switch to Jackson Hewitt and we'll beat what you paid last year, even if you filed online.
Hewitt, yeah!
Ain't nothing to it. Switch to Jackson Hewitt and pay less for tax prep, guaranteed. Proof of prior year payment required when filing. New clients only at participating locations through April 7th. Terms at jacksonhewitt.com.
Spring is in the air, and so is the buzz at the Avoca Mercantile. They're shaking off the winter slumber and gearing up for a grand reopening on April 2nd. Get ready to experience a whole new vibe as they unveil their fresh spring look. Join them Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. for an adventure in shopping. From unique finds to seasonal delights, the Avoca Mercantile has something special in store just for you. Don't miss out. Mark your calendars and be a part of the excitement. See you soon at the Avoca Mercantile.
And good morning to you. I am Bo Henricks here for Phil Nee on this Tuesday morning. Hope you're having a great day so far. I know, it's a little weird hearing my voice instead of Phil. It's always weird, you know, when a new actor comes in to play the role of an already established character. But don't worry, I will do my best to fill in for Phil. We're at 51 degrees as we hear from Pin Monkey. Let's kill Saturday night.
Every dollar I make is a buck I owe, and a 40 I week leaves 10 to blow. But every game in this town is just a nickel and dime, and when the sun goes down, it feels like the last time. Down on the main drag we ride, the engine's open. If there's a fire inside, that's the one thing going. I've got the Mustang loaded, I've got a wrong to right, I got a little red bullet. Let's kill Saturday night, knock it out of its misery, prince is alive. A prince with a lousy job. A prince with a working wife. Something in the big frame moved. It never was so hard to keep a 20-inch tube and a fenced-in yard. But give me one night with the moon high and the radio pounding. And brother, this town is gonna go down kicking and shouting. I've got the Mustang loaded. I've got a wrong to right. I got a little red bullet. Let's kill Saturday night. Knock it out of its misery. Nail that coffin tight. I live in that history. Let's kill Saturday night. Hey! Saturday night.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
Right outside of this one church town, there's a gold dirt road to a whole lot of nothing. Got a deed to the land, but it ain't my ground. This is God's country. We pray for rain and thank Him when it's falling, cause it brings a grain and a little bit of money. We put it back in a plate, I guess that's why they call it God's country. I saw the light in a sunrise, sitting back in a 40 on the muddy riverside, getting baptized in holy water and shine with the dogs running. Saved by the sound of a pin found Dixie whistle in the wind, that'll get you heaven bound. The devil went down to Georgia, but he didn't stick around. This is God's country. We turn the dirt and work until the week's done. We take a break and break bread on Sunday, then do it all again, cause we're proud to be from God's country. I saw the light in a sunrise, sitting back in a 40 on the muddy riverside, getting baptized in holy water and shine with the dogs running. Saved by the sound of a pin found Dixie whistle in the wind, that'll get you heaven bound. The devil went down to Georgia, but he didn't stick around. This is God's country. Stone reads or what kind of pine wood box I end up in. When it's my time, lay me 6 feet deep in God's country.
Yeah, I saw the
Blake Shelton on WRCO, God's Country. Well, in terms of some interesting news stories, as of late, foreign stereotypes of French restaurants tend to paint the service as slow, but hordes of Parisian waiters proved just the opposite this past weekend, as they hurled down the street of the capital with full trays in hand. Thousands of spectators gathered to watch more than 200 servers compete in Sunday's newly revived version of a century-old race. Waiters and waitresses traversed the 1.2-mile loop, starting and ending at City Hall, suited up in traditional crisp white shirts, black trousers, neatly tied aprons, and in some cases, bow ties. They each carried a tray loaded with a croissant, a full water glass, and an empty coffee cup. The goal, cross the finish line as quickly as possible without running, spilling, or carrying the tray with two hands at the same time. Now that does sound kind of difficult. Here's Kip Moore, Crazy, one more time.
Jane, I'm looking through your window pane. I heard you're back in town. Well, I've got some cheap cigarettes, your favorite beer, baby, where the drips I always dream about. Oh, yeah. We'll chase the moon, ride stars, find the muscle in his car. I know still got something there. So come on, I take my hand, feel my heart, girl, understand. I got a thunder pounding in my chest. Hey, I can't see who's nothing but mine. And girl, tonight, let's go crazy one more time. Have all grown around where I'll gently lay you down, and I'll try to tell you how I feel. But you place your finger on my mouth, whisper, baby, no, not now. The night is young and we still got time to steal. Hey, I can't see who's nothing but mine. And girl, tonight, let's go crazy one more time. My jeans, I watch you fall fast asleep in this small town sky, fade from black to blue. No appetite from my eye, but you'll never know, cause darling, I'll smile as I wave goodbye to you. Hey, I can't see who's nothing but mine. And girl, tonight, let's go crazy one more time. Ooh.
good end. So picture me smiling if you can, 'cause I'm leaving like footprints we left in the sand. And honey, I don't wanna be your summertime town where the beaches close up when the sun it goes down.
Summertime town. Well, right now we're at 50 degrees, but we were going to need to be thinking warm thoughts because cooling down throughout the day today. So be prepared for that. It is March 26th, American Diabetes Association Alert Day, Epilepsy Awareness Day, and National Spinach Day. So there you go. Pop by the Sailor Man. A day for you. Right now we're going to hear from Jake O, a good buddy, with What You Gonna Do on WRCO.
What you gonna do when you leave this town? Are you gonna cry when I turn you down? Well, I ain't coming back tomorrow. I ain't coming back today. Come back here tomorrow. What I say?
Gonna do. Jake O on WRCO. Coming up in just a moment, we'll be testing out your trivia knowledge here on WRCO. Be ready.
Harchie Lumber's more than just a lumber supply superstore. When we say they do it all, we mean they do it all. Crafting, engineering, estimates, energy audits, construction, design, delivery, and more. Archie Lumber has it covered literally from beginning to end. For all of your building needs, big or small, call the experts at Archie Lumber, 608-985-7207. Providing expert service since 1969. Archie Lumber, Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg. Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer, but that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Are you looking for a great deal? L&M Salvage is offering top dollar for aluminum cans at 50 cents a pound. Clean out your garage and bring your cans to L&M Salvage now through April 6th. We also pay premium prices for all metals and farm machinery. Call us at 647-3490 or visit L&M Salvage, County Highway Y off Highway 80 South, Richland Center. Remember, at L&M Salvage, nobody is a stranger, just a friend we haven't met yet. L&M Salvage is open all day on Good Friday.
Walsh's Ace Hardware now is a full-service small engine shop. That's right. Now you can get all your small engines serviced at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center. Chainsaws, snowblowers, trimmers, garden tillers, lawnmowers, and tractors all serviced with two full-time technicians to give you prompt professional service. Walsh's also has new lawn and garden equipment along with snowblowers for sale. Pickup and delivery service available too. Call today to get your equipment tuned up at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
Hello. This is Karen Tepley, and I have proudly served as an alderperson for nearly 6 years. During this time, I've collaborated closely with city staff and department heads on various impactful projects, such as wayfinding signage and the Cobblestone Hotel project. Recently, our current mayor stated that his only platform is and will always be economic development. I assure you that the commendable work on many of the mentioned projects was spearheaded by individuals like Jason Glassbrenner, our economic development director, our administrator, Ashley Oliphant, and by other professionals on staff. Based on their information, your representatives, the decision makers on council, would have voted to move the project forward or not. As your mayor, I pledge to uphold a role outlined by state statutes, offering assistance when necessary and stepping aside to allow skilled professionals to lead. If you share the vision of collaborative and transparent leadership, I humbly ask for your vote for me, Karen Tepley, for mayor on April 2nd. Together, let's build a stronger Richland Center.
Today's trivia question of the day is sponsored by ET Foods. They're not fancy, but they're friendly.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Cedarcrest ice cream sandwiches, two flavors to choose from, vanilla and black cherry, 10 count box, $5.50 each. Minis cheeseburger sandwiches, 2 counts, 50 cents each. Nature Valley oats and honey and sweet and salty almond granola bars, $3 each or 2 for $5.50. Atlantic cod loin, $7 a pound. Langer's 64 ounce juice, 7 flavors to choose from, $2.50. Campbell's Chunky Chicken Noodle Soup, Healthy Request, Pub Style and Classic, $1.99 each. Classico Pasta Sauce, Italian Sausage and Peppers and Onions, $2.75 each. Jimmy Dean Morning Combos and Hormel Breakfast Combos, 99 cents each. Jimmy Dean Sage Flavored Pork Sausage, $2.25 each, 2 for $4 or 12 for $22.50. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish South Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6. Sundays, 8 to 4. Closed Mondays and holidays.
Well, today we are testing out your trivia knowledge with a chance to win a certificate to ET Foods. And that question is television history related. As we look at today in television history, we can tell you that in 1971, Cannon premiered on CBS TV as a movie. It turned into a series later that year. And this year in 1995, Johnny Bravo aired for the first time. Also, it was on this day that the first episode of Quantum Leap aired on NBC. But what year was that? Was it 1986? 1987, 1988, or 1989? Be the correct caller at 647-4155, and you can win. Good luck!
Oh, some guys on trophy sitting pretty with a smile. We're all just working with what God gave us, having so much fun we can't even think it. A brunette. Before you pass us over, take a second look. You want a dunk and rush? We wrote that book. But to get to know us, go the extra mile.
Quantum Leap. The first episode of that program aired on this day on NBC in what year? Was it 1986, 87, 88, or 89? Well, Lori Bond of Muscadet had the correct answer. It was 1989. So congratulations, Lori, on being our winner today, as Lori wins a certificate to ET Foods.
Don't let urologic problems affect your quality of life. Gunderson Bosquel's board-certified urologist, Dr. Katie Trandum, brings help and hope to Bosquel. Dr. Trandum specializes in conditions affecting the bladder, kidneys, prostate, and urinary tract in children and adults, and provides expert care close to home. To schedule a urology consult with Dr. Trandum, talk to your provider today. Gunderson Bosquel, bringing love plus medicine to you.
Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, wash gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. And if you need a grill, check out the Louisiana Grills or Pit Boss Grills. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East.
Schmidt Woodland Hills, the only continuum of care in Richland County, is on the forefront of high-quality care for senior citizens in our area. Our facility has been alarm-free, overhead pager-free, and restraint-free since 2014. We are five-star rated by Medicare.gov, the highest rating a long-term care facility can achieve. If you want the very best for your loved ones, shouldn't you consider Schmidt Woodland Hills? We welcome your inquiries. Please call 647-8931 for more information.
Choosing to bundle your auto and homeowners coverage isn't just convenient, it can save you money. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. On top of the monthly savings when bundling auto and homeowners, our agency can help you select affordable coverages and price options just for you. It's what we call the personal price plan. How do I start bundling? Well, whether you call, email, or drop by the office, talking to the Julie Karen State Farm team is the first step to discovering how much time, effort, and money you could save by bundling your auto and homeowners coverage. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The mission of Jay's Power Center is to provide the best buying experience for its customers with a large inventory of new and used motorcycles, ATVs, UTVs, snowmobiles, scooters, and dirt bikes. You'll find the perfect vehicle for you. Plus, Jay's offers a full service center for your motorcycle, ATV, UTV, snowmobile, or any power sports vehicle. Fun and good times begin at Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg.
Brewhaha Roasters is a coffee roasting company located in Spring Green, Wisconsin. Providing single origin coffees with unique blends from around the world, they are dedicated to providing the freshest roasts. They use superior beans grown by farmers who practice sustainable farming methods and provide fair and healthy conditions for their workers. Available at a variety of locations throughout Southwest Wisconsin, head to your local convenience or grocery store and pick up a bag of Brewhaha Roasters coffee today.
The newly remodeled Family Thrift Shop is open for business and accepting donations during store hours Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 9 until 5 and Saturdays from 10 until 4. Come and shop locally where the profits from your donations and purchases stay in our community and help support other nonprofit organizations. We appreciate your support and look forward to seeing you at the Family Thrift Shop located at 120 South Main Street in downtown Richland Center.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
We're just 7 minutes away from 9 o'clock. Coming up, we'll have the morning show today. Phil out, but Joanne Krulatz will be on hosting the program today. Be ready for that again shortly after 9 o'clock. Here's Rockin' Sydney, My Toot Toot.
Mess with my toot toot. Now you can have the other woman, but don't mess with my toot toot. When she was born in her bird suit, the doctor slapped her behind. He said, "You're gonna be special, you sweet little toot toot. Now you can look as much, but if you much as touch, you're gonna have yourself a case. I'm gonna break your face." Now don't mess with my toot toot. Don't mess with my toot toot. Now you can have the other woman, but don't you mess with my toot toot. Fais pas ça. With my toot toot. Now you can have the other woman, but don't mess with my toot toot.
when she was born in her bird suit. The doctor slapped her behind. He said, "You're gonna be special, you sweet little toot toot. Now you can look as much, but if you much as touch, you're gonna have yourself a case. I'm gonna break your face. Now don't you mess with my toot toot. Don't mess with my toot toot. Now you can have the other woman, but don't mess with my toot toot. Fait pas ça." With my toot toot. Now you can have the other woman, but don't mess with my toot toot. When she was born in her bird suit, the doctor slapped her behind. He said, "You're gonna be special, you sweet little toot toot. Now you can look as much, but if you much as touch, you're gonna have yourself a case. I'm gonna break your face. Now don't you mess with my toot toot. Don't mess with my toot toot. Now you can have the other woman, but don't mess with my toot toot. Fait pas ça."
Once we all know that year.